This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I can definitely see this working for small companies. I get that completely. In our agency here, we practice a deep work culture where people have permission to do the great work, the deep work. I'm curious about how this fits as well for a larger company that has a so much more structured, top-down approach.
Sure.
How do you do that? Because that's important, I think, as well. Have you seen that work with bigger companies, and how have they done it?
So we're talking to a handful of very, very large companies. And what I've emphasized to all of them is, listen, the last thing you need is for me to come in, some dude with yellow glasses and some book to come in and tell you how to run your company. And I think we all live somewhere on this scale, on the super far left side, super conservative, innovative, and on the far right, super conservative. And we all fall somewhere in between. And the way that I've structured the book is like, listen, we're not all the same. And so let's figure out where is it that you're having the greatest problems and start there. And I put everything through the filter, be a painkiller and not a vitamin. What are the pain points that we can help alleviate that you're experiencing right now that we need to prioritize over all of the other vitamins out there? And so the larger corporations, what I'm finding is they vary tremendously, especially if you're talking about, you know, some of the Fortune 50 companies compared to some of the tech, what used to be startups and are now massive companies. The problems that they're experiencing are very different. So I would say, like, what I'm talking to the tech companies about is how do we help create a program where every single person in the company can help identify their own purpose? One thing I talk about in the book was how I worked with everyone on my team to identify their own purpose statements, which culminated in an amazing dinner where we sat around and everyone shared their purpose, and it was so impactful, I think. And probably one of the most rewarding of my career, something that Tommy Breedlove and I talk a lot about. We then map that purpose to their current job and then our own company's purpose. Together we give rise to change and we connect the dots.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.
Derek Champagne here. So many exciting things happening in 2019. Join us. Visit DerekChampagne.com.